6:40 on WGN. If it's that time and it's a Tuesday, odds are we're going to be talking to Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. Hello, Tim. How are you?
John, how you doing?
Good. Happy Tuesdays with Tim. How you feeling, my friend?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Feeling better than maybe some of the folks I was talking about in this article. And we've had a lot of people texting in since I teased the segment, and we teased it all day long, Tim, about boomers or Gen Xers being forced to unretire because they haven't saved enough. We're not talking about boomers who choose to go back into the workforce or work maybe a half a job instead. That's great if that's something you want to do. Tim, have you encountered people that are either doing it or have considered going back because their plan just isn't quite what they thought it would be?
I think that's more of a lack of plan. And they are betting their life savings on the market. And obviously the market did not treat them well the past 6 months, and it gives them pause. And so they start looking and getting nervous. Our clients have not had that happen. We have a plan and we stick to it, and we're not emotional about the stock market, but many people are. And I'm reading articles left and right about that.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. The people that you set up the Protect and Grow blueprint for, they're in good shape. But I'm sure a lot of people you've met with, maybe not recently, maybe recently, you're looking at and they're saying, I want to retire by X. And you have to say, well, we'll do our best, but the why may be the reality, right? I mean, you probably have to sometimes be a little tough love as you give people their options moving forward.
I have three boys, so I'm not afraid to do that. But, you're exactly right. I mean, sometimes you got to kind of coddle people, into the fact that you're not going to be able to retire right now or at that level that you want to be. And you might have to work a couple more years. But the thing that we're seeing people are, with inflation driving so many articles, that people are scared to retire because the stock market volatility and inflation adds to that.
Yeah.
And it just gets them nervous.
Well, maybe that's something that's got to be hard, right? Like, let's say you have a prospective new client and you want to sign them, right? You would love to help them out and you want, obviously, to get paid for your services, help your family out, right? You're a business guy. But sometimes you have to deliver tough medicine that may let them go to another place, right, Tim? But I imagine, given the choice, you'd rather be honest with people and tell them exactly, as a certified financial planner, what the reality is or what could be the reality, and lay it out honestly, even if it means they go down the street to someone else.
Exactly. And that comes part and parcel with being a fiduciary. You have to tell people that's not a go, or it is a go, but we're going to have to make these tweaks to the plan. And I think the important thing is that, people come in here with full disclosure. We can build a plan for them and we'll try to get them to that promised date of retirement. But I will say this, a lot of these people in this article from Fortune magazine, I think they didn't have a plan. And, they just kind of wing it, and then they start seeing their markets drop, and they have way too much in the stock market, and the next thing you know, they're thinking, I got to go back to work because, the gravy train is over.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask that, because I think a lot of people listening, God bless them, they've got a 401k that they've been putting it towards. They've been kind of doing the work, and they might be listening right now and going, well, I have a plan. I've got all this money, right? Yeah. I've been saving this. You must meet a lot of people like that, and you have to break the news to them that that's not really a plan. That's a good start. That's the backbone, the foundation of what could be a plan, but it's not a plan. Talk us about what's different between a pile of money and a plan.
Well, in my house, I'm one of five, and my parents were big on accumulation. If I mowed a lawn, I got to keep a little bit of the money. The rest of it would go to a bank account, right? So we are big about accumulation. But my mom and I, my mom's still alive, my dad has passed, but we've never had to talk about how do you decumulate. And no one in society is having that conversation with their clients, how to decumulate and how to wind the thing down once you've built all that money up. So yes, you need to have a plan, and that's so important, and that's why I'll take it to my grave that's the only way to go to retirement is by having a good dynamic plan.
Yeah, well, I want to talk more about decumulation and how that conversation goes, but at 6:45, we got to take a quick little break. If you're running out of the car, 800-640-2256. You don't need a minimum, just be a nice person. That's how you reach Tim Stearns, 800-640-2256. WGN, our Tuesdays with Tim segment. We do them every Tuesday, sometimes live. Sometimes we replay a little bit about what Tim talks about. 2 weeks in a row, we've been live, my friend. Okay, going from accumulation to deaccumulation. Is it deaccumulation or is it decumulation? What am I saying that right?
I think you're saying it just fine, decumulation.
Decumulation, okay.
Yeah.
Is it a psychological thing, Tim, that is hard for people to see, not necessarily the number go down, but not robustly going up? Is that part of the conversation you have to have with some of your clients?
Well, a lot of baby boomers are familiar with the 4% rule, which was came about in the 90s. And basically, a guy named Dave...
we'll just call him Dave. Some guy named Dave. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, he came about with this 4% rule. And basically what would happen is he said if you had stocks and bonds and you took out 4% a year, you wouldn't run out of money. Well, we have found now, and he's still alive, that it fails 67% of the time.
Whoa.
So what is an amount that you can take out fairly? So Morningstar and the Wall Street Journal have done a reports that have shown around 2% is a safe way to do that. Now, that's using just the stock market. Now, if you add in something like an annuity, that can help take that number down where you can actually take out more of the money and have fun with it and that type of thing than if you use just a straight stock model.
I want to make sure I want to make sure I understand. Mm-hmm. They're saying that to make it to the finish line, mm-hmm. you can only take out 2%, not 4%. Okay.
Correct.
But and that sounds all well and good, but 2% of what you have for a mm-hmm. lot of people is not enough to live on, right? That's the problem.
Exactly. So we have to build a plan using that. And, you know, what we have found that the annuities and that type of thing can do a lot of the heavy lifting. Or a dividend-paying model would work, too. But at the end of the day, you need something that's going to give you guaranteed income.
I am curious, because a lot of people, I think it's changed in the last couple of years, when they hear the word annuity, it's yeah. like, oh, no, I've heard those are terrible, they're no good. What do you say when someone asks you that? Because I'm sure you get that from new clients, potentially. They're like, oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I tell them, you know, where have you heard that? And they'll say that they've heard it from the talking heads and the pundits that are on Wall Street. And I would have to say that more than likely Wall Street doesn't enjoy annuities because they don't make money off of that. Hmm. So that being said, you know, I've been in this 31 years and in the last 20, I've been using annuities and it really takes a lot of the pressure off of what the portfolio needs to deliver in these times like now when the market took a hit.
Right. Because I'm sure there's bad annuities out there. Don't get me wrong.
I agree with that.
Right. And I think that the really bad ones are probably what gives the industry a bad name. But I think that as we, you know, 30 years ago, what, 30-40% of workers had a pension? Now it's like 8%. Annuities right. can kind of like close that gap. When you say take the pressure off of the stocks, it's that you've already kind of locked away a guaranteed income till the day you die. I mean,
correct.
That's where the taking the pressure off of is right?
Exactly. And you know, their lifetime incomes. An interesting, there's a company called Allianz, and they did a survey, and they described what an annuity was without saying what it was. And 90% of the people who took the survey out of like 10,000 people loved the idea. Huh. And then they realized it was an annuity. They're like, oh my gosh, that can't be good.
That's interesting. But
they loved the guaranteed of safety of their money, the guaranteed income, you know, that can grow. They love that. And, you know, like my wife and I own them, full disclosure, and I know that it does the heavy lifting for us when we go to retire.
The only thing that scares me sometimes is that they're not FDIC insured. They're not backed by the government. Although I guess neither is my life insurance company, right? Like, I don't know if it's like all insurance isn't backed up by the government. I don't know if that gives people pause or if that gives them comfort knowing that. Well, I mean, if annuities are going down, then the whole world's burning. I don't know how else to answer that, Tim.
Right, but annuities are backed dollar for dollar. They have to have a dollar in reserve for each dollar that they take in.
Oh, the company does.
Yes, correct. Okay. So that's a federal law. So
oh, that's a good backstop then. I didn't know that existed.
Exactly.
708 wanted to know what are good annuities and about what do they make on a percentage. I guess that's a good question, Tim. Let's explain that for people because, you know, a lot of people hear these advertisements like you'll never lose. And that may be true, but it makes right. people think that it's a scam. And I wish that there was a little bit more honesty and transparency about how generally speaking they work because I think, like you said, when people get to understand the nuts and bolts and they're not trying to sell you on you'll never go down, even if the market drops 20%, that may be true, Tim, but I think it makes people feel a little like, what's this about?
Well, you know, one size doesn't fit all, and there are bad annuities out there, but we try to work with the companies that are A-minus or better, and, you know, the return, you should say, is probably around 5 to 8%. Is what we try to shoot for, and it's a great bond alternative. Because when I first got in the industry, you know, bonds were nearly guaranteed. There was no volatility to them in the 90s and that type of thing. And since then, you know, a bond alternative, you know, plays a lot better in someone's portfolio than a bond has. That being said, you know, Jamie Dimon just yesterday said that, you know, he feels like there's, you know, with higher interest rates, a lot of these companies won't be able to make their debt service or be able to pay their debt. So, you know, we want to have something like a bond alternative than bonds.
So to just recap for people, so in 2023, you might have missed out on some earnings if some of your money, and again, we're not talking about, you don't put all their money in an annuity.
No.
But
nope.
you might have missed out on some of the gains. But
correct.
In 2022, when the market was down 25% and the bonds were too, you right. didn't lose in that year.
That is correct. The worst you can do is a zero.
Right. So, and some people might say, well, I can handle my money my own way, and sure, fine, or I've got a team that can do it, and we'll be fine. And that
sure.
might be true, but you are essentially, with annuities as part of your retirement package, buying some sleep insurance, some retirement insurance almost. It is maybe the best way to put it.
That's how I look at it for my wife and I. You know, we have a postal worker that I've talked about on this show who she said to me, you know what the best thing about my pension is? Every month I can spend that money and the next month they'll refill it. And I will not ever know that feeling. And so I want to have that by having a guaranteed income for my annuity. And every month I will know that feeling.
Yeah. The other part of the Fortune article was about Germany. 6-year-olds and yeah. up being given retirement accounts funded by the government. And I know everyone's going to start screaming socialism, even though Germany is not a socialist country. Nope. But they'll start using that word. And it is true. The government is setting up accounts and putting some money into them. It's not a ton, Tim, and I will say something I like about it. I don't think we'll ever do it here, at least in the foreseeable future, but I do like the idea of getting kids and teens and people of that age to understand compounding interest and getting them started with a retirement account that they can't touch till their 60s. Agree or disagree? Even if it's not the government doing it, maybe it's parents and grandparents doing it for their kids.
I love that idea. Took part in at Wilmot High School in Wisconsin. We took part in a class that teaches the kids about how to money manage and that type of thing. The younger, the better that you teach them that, you know, that the money tree out back doesn't keep growing for life. You need to teach them when they're young.
Absolutely. I am so lucky, and I've told the story a couple times on the show. The company that serviced my 403B, I worked for a nonprofit mm-hmm. When I got out of college, a college radio station was a nonprofit. I made nothing, Tim. But the advisor noticed that I was like 21 years old and said, I'm going to show you something. And he showed me a graph of what happened if I put $100 towards retirement every month from the ages of 20 to 30 years old. And let's say I wouldn't do this, but I stopped at the age of 30 versus someone who puts in $100 a month every month from age 30 to 60. I would have had more money just investing in my first 10 years than the person who did it in the following 30. It changed my life, Tim. I think we need to impart these lessons onto kids.
I don't disagree. And, you know, Einstein talked about the eighth wonder of the world is compounding. And you just gave the definition right there.
I bet people you can you do a lot of teaching around the community and the area, mm-hmm. Tim. I bet
that's
that
correct.
As part of being part of the Tim Stearns team or the TJ Stearns team, you have no problem helping parents out come up with ideas for how to help their kids out.
I love meeting with our clients' kids to, you know, give them a leg up and explain to them what's going on. I just had one of my youngest friends come in here, and he's a hard worker, and he knew he needed to do something smart with his money, and I'm happy to help him.
I love that. Tim, you're a good guy. You're out of Arlington Heights, mm-hmm. Chicago through and through. People can reach you at 800-640-2256, 800-640-2256, tjstearns.com. Tim, I think we'll replay a little of this next week, and we'll talk to you again soon live, okay?
All right, sir. Have a good night.